Dietrich turned away to find that Frau Joachim had come down from the parsonage to gaze upon the corpse with dismay.
"He was my best catechumen,"
the monk said, dropping to his knees in the snow.
"I thought he would be the first to come over to us."
"And what demon," said Volkmar Bauer gravely, "could live with that?"
Tonson the Kratzer had come with Joachim. The philosopher stood in frozen regard of his friend's body, but Hans stepped forward and pulled the parchment from the alchemist's grasp.
"What does it say?" Dietrich asked.
But he may as well have asked the carving of St. Catherine, for Hans did not move for a long time. Hans at last passed the parchment to the Kratzer.
"It is part of your prayer," he said. "This is my body. Whoever eats it shall live."
At this evidence of piety, Brother Joachim wept openly, and ever after he would name Arnold in the memento etiam of the Mass. Both Hans and the Kratzer remained silent.
13. January 1348, Rock Monday.
The Monday after Epiphany, called Skirt Monday by the women, Plough Monday by the men, marked the end of the Christmas holy days. In most years, the men of the village contended in races to see who could plough a furlong the fastest, but with the ground snow-capped, the races were not held. But Skirt Monday went forward, and the women of Oberhochwald gleefully seized the men captive and held them for ransom. The name of the revel was a pun, for skirt and revenge sounded much the same on German tongues. Dietrich tried with little success to explain the festivity to Hans and the other Krenken, but the delight of reversal escaped those bound to their estate by instinct. When Dietrich explained that on All Fools' Day a gartner would be chosen to rule as hare for a day, they regarded him with incomprehension and not a little horror.
Wanda Schmidt captured Klaus Müller and held him in her husband's smithy to await a ransom that proved long in coming. Some said that it was a good match, for the miller and the smith's wife were of a size and nearly of an equal strength.
"Upper and nether millstone," Lawrence joked as he was led away by Ulrike Bauer. "They'd grind away the likes of me between them."
The men of the village, for their part, sought capture by Hildegard Müller. The miller's wife, however, demanded only a donation toward the relief of the destitute.
Trude Metzger took away Nicol Langermann, to the amusement of all, for no one had forgotten that she had paid Merket on herself. A fight broke out when Anna Kohlmann captured Bertrand Utnerbaum. Oliver Becker, who had thought himself entitled to that fate, knocked Bertram to the ground and bloodied his nose. But instead of running to the victor, as Oliver had no doubt imagined, Anna read to the prostrate lad and cradled his head in her lap, earning herself years in purgatory by the name she called the baker's son. Oliver turned pale and fled from her tongue, some said with tears of his own. Later, when Jacob and Bertha could not find their son to fire the oven, they found that both he and his meager belongings had vanished, and Jacob cursed the young man as a boomer. Dietrich feared that the lad would carry tales of the Krenken to Freiburg, but Manfred refused to pursue him.
In that cold, through those drifts? No, he was a fool to run off, and likely a dead fool ere long.
At that rebuke, Dietrich knelt in church for 3 evenings thereafter, chastising himself that he had worried over his own safety, and not that of the distraught young man. Attires. On the commemoration of Priscilla of the Catacombs, the Kratzer summoned Dietrich and Lawrence to meet in Manfred's hall with Hans and a third Krenk, whom Dietrich did not know, and from whose girdle depended many curious tools. The Krenken spread across the banquet table parchments, richly illuminated with intricate figures, though for all their fine precision the execution was poor, lacking both the color and brilliance of French work and the wild exuberance of the Irish. Vines lay at precise angles and bore curiously geometric fruit, circles and squares and triangles, some with writing. Joachim, he thought, even with his indifferent drafting hand, could easily execute a more pleasing illumination.
"This drawing," Hans explained, "is a... what do you call it when something goes forth and comes back to its starting place?"
"A circuit,"
as when Everard makes a circuit of the hare's estate, many think, this circuit helps move our cog through the inward curling directions to the other world. Or so the servant of the essence has said. By this he indicated the third crank, who bore the name Gottfried. His more cunning devices were ruined in the shipwreck and cannot be repaired, but this primitive one may serve in their stead. The essence runs from this point, the mover, out and back through a lattice of copper wires, and so animates our machines. This essence is contained in storage barrels, but these barrels grow ever more depleted from lack of the generative power. This may restore them. Dietrich stared at the illumination. This device will speed your departure? Hans did not turn his head. It may not serve, he admitted, but it must be tried or we will be saved by the alchemist. At this the Kratzer scissored his mandible sharply, and the servant of the essence stiffened. Hans bent over the circuit. Dietrich had noticed how the alchemist's suicide had affected his strange guests. They had become more subdued, but also snapped frequently at one another. Is the essence that runs through the copper, Dietrich wondered aloud, an earth, water, air, or fire? Hans said nothing, so the Kratzer answered. We call those the four seemings of material. Fire, I suppose, it can burn. That is because fire atoms are tetrahedral, with many sharp points. It must move very fast, that being an attribute of fire. Hans, who had been reading the circuit, raised his head from the illuminated manuscript at that and parted his soft lips in the crankish smile. Yes, very fast indeed. Fire seeks always its natural position to move upward to the fourth sublunar sphere. Well, this sort of fire seeks a lower position, Hans said. Or potency, I think you say. Then it must partake also of water, which moves toward a lower sphere, though fire and water, being contrary, do not easily mix. So your fire water must then flow through the copper channels as water flows through mill races and moves Klaus's mill wheel from potency to act. Do these fruits on your vines signify machines? Yeah. But to move a machine needs a strong current. The height of the dam is of great importance, since the greater the drop, the greater the work performed. The potential drop in this circuit is very great, said Gottfried, the servant of the essence, as is the current. We have secured the remainder of the ingot left with the Freiburg smith. It will not encompass all repairs, but will suffice to build this device. What? Dietrich said. That was to be the man's payment. Hans tossed his arm. Our need is greater. The bug that traveled with you told us where his shop stood. We flew down at night and retrieved it.
But that is theft.
That is survival. Are goods not distributed according to need, as you read from your book?
Distributed, not taken? Hans, the natural arrogance of your people has led you from the way. You see a thing, and if you want it and you have the power, you take it.
If we remain here, we die. Since life is the greatest good, it requires the greatest effort, so to work toward our escape cannot be called inordinate.
Dietrich started. But life is only the greatest of corruptible goods, so it is not the greatest good of all, which we call God. To desire what another possesses is to love yourself more than you love the other, and that is contrary to charitas.
But Hans only tossed his arm. Joachim has sketched you accurately. Then he turned to the smith. Lorenz, can you draw copper finely enough?
Copper wants a colder fire than iron, Lorenz said. And then it is only a matter of piercing dies of the proper size.
He grinned at the expressionless crank.
No worry. I will start work once Venus is ascendant.
Venus?
Hans cocked his arm with a gesture indicating uncertainty. That planet is favorable for copper working, the smith answered to the Krenken's evident puzzlement.
since copper came first from Cyprus, he added helpfully. Manfred gave his grace to the enterprise with marked reluctance, not because he expected little success, but because he feared too much.
If this cog of theirs is restored, he confided to Dietrich afterward, the Krinken will steal away, for I doubt Grosswald understands an oath of fealty. When it suits his convenience, he will discard it without a qualm.
Being in this very different from mankind, Dietrich said.